Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson. It is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, Mark, go to Sporty Cuts, 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
10:10, the time again tonight for the second game of the series with the Tigers and Dodgers in L.A. at Chavez Ravine, Anibal Sanchez, Josh Beckett is going for the Magic Johnson-owned Dodgers. At least he's one of them. 10:10 tonight. Tigers trying to rebound after the loss in 10 last night. Red Wings and Penguins will go at 8 o'clock tonight in Pittsburgh. Penguins already have 105 points. They've cemented their spot in the postseason. In fact, this could be a little first-round preview. Could be the Wings and Penguins again. If the Wings win or get that overtime loss, doesn't matter. As long as 1 point comes out of the next couple of games, 3 games, whatever's left, the Wings are in the postseason. Second quarter has started in Cleveland. Cavaliers lead the Pistons 31-18. They're down 13 already. Stuck has 9. The rally cry tonight, and for Joe D, the rest of his tenure, and for Tom Gorris, is let's not lose 50. Let's not lose 50, because they're at 49 losses now. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. A couple other games in the NHL just about to get started. Canadiens at Blackhawks and B-Jacks at the Stars. Other NBA, Brooklyn leads at Orlando 22-19 first. Toronto over Philly 34-28 in the second. Charlotte already kind of in blowout mode over Washington 34-18 in the first. Other baseball, American League, the A's this afternoon beat the Twins in 11, 7-4. Derek Norris with a 3-run homer, top of the 11th, wins it for Oakland. Alex Gordon had a homer and 4 RBIs for the Royals. They beat the Rays 7-3. Blue Jays over the Astros, 2-0 second. Orioles lead the Yankees and Tanaka 3-0 in the second. National League, Mike Leake, a 4-hitter today. Reds shut out the Cardinals at the new Busch. 4-0. Marlins over the Nats, 2-0 in the first in the D.C. Brewers lead the Phils 2-1 in the first. Braves on a Jason Hayward homer over the Mets 1-0 early. Pirates-Cubs just about to get started. Interleague games, a split. Doubleheader today in Cleveland for the Padres and Indians. Jason Kipnis hit a big homer. He signed that big contract, the guy from my high school. Thank you very much. And Kipnis hits his first homer of the year in the opener to make it 2-0 Cleveland in the night clap. In the night clap, everybody clapped. The Padres beat the Tribe 2-1. Rockies win in the interleague game at Coors, 10-4 over the White Sox with a 6-run eighth inning. Masters begins tomorrow at Augusta with the ceremonial start from Gary, Jack, and Arnie. They were part of the Par 3 tournament today. 7:40 a.m., and then Stuart Sink and Tim Clark first off the tee at 7:45. Defending champion Adam Scott goes at 10:41. Phil tees at 1:48, second-to-last pairing in round one, and Rory McIlroy we'll tee off at 10:52. NASCARs are in Darlington, South Carolina Saturday. It's the Bojangles Southern 500 qualifying is Friday night at 6:05. And the Frozen Four College Hockey National Championship starts tomorrow in Philadelphia. Boston College versus Union at 5. Minnesota, North Dakota go at 8:30. Winners play Saturday night. And that is your sports wrap brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Where's Bob Krause? Is Bob Krause available? Where's BobKrauseGolf.com? Where did he go? Gary, do you know where he went? EP, do you know where he went? Here he comes. Here comes Bob Krause. Come on in.
Here I have arrived. Yes, thank you. Please, jump in.
Quiet, please.
Jump in.
Quiet, please, Bob Krause.
For the record, I stubbed my toe out there. I wasn't laughing at your catfish thing.
No, you weren't?
Quiet, please. Bob Krause. BobKrauseGolf.com. Quiet, please.
I'm here.
Bob is on the 18th. Bob, we had two aces today at the par three. Marco Mira. A former Masters champion and now on the Champions Tour, and Buddy Alexander each had an ace at the par three tournament today.
I've heard of them both. That's two more than I have.
Now, who is Buddy Alexander? I don't even know him very well.
He's had to win, otherwise he wouldn't be there.
Did he win? Maybe it was one of those weeks where they were playing a major or something.
Paid the most to get
Reno or Tahoe or something.
Donated $10 million to.
Is that how you get into the Masters?
Rob
now?
Parker Fund.
So should we be excited about this Masters? Because I just have. You want to talk about a tired arm. I got nothing going here for this one.
Well,
I mean, I know it's just the Masters and everybody gets excited, but this really seems to be kind of a downer right now.
Well, I don't think even if Tiger Woods was in it, his swing's not in the shape to win anyway, so don't get too worked up.
Last year.
Yeah, but still, don't you think there's still a little bit, like everybody thinks he's going to break out eventually and win one and get going again?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it all depends how he comes out of this one, right? So, I mean, if he comes out okay, then, you know, this injury, then he might have a chance. But if he doesn't recover quite as fast as he normally would have, then his swing continues the way it is, he doesn't.
What are you saying? Never look. Everybody debates it, Bob. We all know they do. Forget the passing jack. Forget that part.
Right.
Will he ever win another major?
If his swing does not change, no.
I don't know how you guys could say that. All it takes is it's not like he's 50 years old now. He still has how many years to play?
He's almost 40.
Yeah, but his golf swing is not repeating. I mean,
if he gets it fixed and he wins once, I just think he needs one time to push him over again. I mean, he's still got 10 good years.
I hope he wins
years.
30 of them. I really do. I think he's great for the game of golf. Like Mickelson said yesterday, hey, thank God for Tiger Woods. The purses were $180,000 when he first won at, Tucson? And now they're over
a
million.
Vegas was his first win in 96.
Mickelson's first win.
Oh,
he was an amateur, right?
Yeah,
that was Tucson?
Yep, yeah, he was an amateur when he won.
Yeah, so, I mean, they all love Tiger. Everyone loves Tiger. I love Tiger. He's good for the game of golf. People talk more golf when Tiger's in the event.
Especially the waitresses at the Pancake House.
We've heard, cat out of the bag. Everybody kind of knew the story about Tiger before the 09 incident with Elon and everything, that he was out there doing his shebang, if you will, and,
Well, he's disappointing a lot of female fans by not being in the event, so.
First time in 20 years.
Elon didn't know he was passing out his syrup.
The pancake at the Waffle House?
At the Waffle House.
Florida?
That's what you think I'm talking about.
Well, he's a Florida guy now. He lives down there and wherever he is. Jupiter.
I don't have any
headphones. I'm standing
here. I just waltzed in and put your headphones on.
I heard my name, man. I just came in.
I need headphones.
I didn't see your name on, though.
Take those off.
Bob, to be fair.
Now, Bob, look. What'd you say? You don't see my name on it? It does have my name inside.
It does. I just saw Rob. My mom calls me Rob when I'm in trouble.
See?
So I just didn't look at the Parker.
How did you become a Bob? That's usually thank you very much.
How did I become a Bob?
Yeah,
because my dad was a Bob.
Well, were you called Bobby as a kid? What'd they call you?
Bobby when they love me. Robert,
when you was in trouble.
Robert when they hate me.
Because my mother used to, Robert Lee when I got in trouble. Robert Lee.
How would she say it? Do a Mary Parker for us, please.
Robert Lee. Robert Lee.
Is that fast?
Yeah, real fast.
I've got some new visitors over here. These guys are new since last week.
I know. What are those?
You got Daniel Alfredson bobblehead. Is that an Alfie bobblehead?
That is.
And you got
Is that Art Regner, the other
Fox
one?
Fox Sports April the Diaz. That's Art Regner.
It's a funny-looking golf club.
At least he mentioned you, right?
Stop.
April the D.
So what do you Fox think? Sports. You think he's going to win a match?
This is why you can't have it both ways. Okay? This is very simple. He has been a stalwart at this event for 20 years. 94, he came in as an amateur. He was low am, finished 41st. 96 was the year he missed the cut. It was his only cut that he missed at the Masters. 97, he wins, and off we go. And it's been Tiger, 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 even to last year. Adam Scott didn't have that thing won until Tiger tanked it in the back nine, and they finished fourth. This is just last year. This isn't 13 years ago.
Right.
So he's... Now you want me to, now you want people to say, well, Tiger's hurting. He's not going to be there. So please enjoy Jason Day. I don't think it works that way. I really don't.
No. I mean, obviously he drives ticket prices up. He drives people watching TV, and he's exciting. I mean, the guy hits shots and has hit shots that a lot of people can't hit. So he draws a big crowd. He's a huge draw, and he's great. He's better for the game of golf than he is if he's not. He's better if he's playing than if he's not playing.
This tour has constantly since the Tiger incident with Elon now 4 or 5 years ago now. We're pushing 5 years on this. The tour has tried to find a new star, whether it be a Jordan Spieth, whether it be a Jason Day, whether it be, trying to get Dustin Johnson or Zach Johnson or even an older guard like Stricker or
Brent
Snedeker.
A star and a guy like Tiger are two different things.
Because you can't make that.
You can't make – what that was that was the ultimate. You know what it reminded me of? Larry Bird going to Boston. And Magic, right? White guy in
exactly
Boston, a showman in L.A. When those two guys were drafted, imagine if it was reversed or whatever. You couldn't have asked for anything more than those two going to the places that they went. And to have Tiger Woods, somebody different, a breath of fresh air. People marveled at this guy saying, what? This guy, out of nowhere. We had never seen anything like it. And then from the win at that clip, I mean, that was just amazing to me. And I always say that, Mark, the NHL needs something like that. They just do.
They needed their Tiger to this day, an American who can come out like
right,
that.
Not a black guy from Canada.
Or even Sidney Crosby or Ovechkin.
But they got, what you call some, Popeye Jones' son, you know, got drafted.
I know.
But he's a defenseman, you know what I mean?
He's not going to light it up with numbers.
You need a sexy score to get people interested.
Well, I'm working on my putting, so hopefully I can pull it together soon. But you know, it's you know, like Jimmy Walker comes to mind. Who knows Jimmy Walker? The guy's already won 3 times on tour.
Rob's
and
gonna
it
go.
Was great.
There's no sex factor to Jimmy Walker, okay?
Dynamite.
Not that Jimmy Walker, although that would make great
no,
TV.
No, but Jimmy Walker. Mark worked with him. Did you know that? He tried out for the fan and Mark did a show with him.
You did?
And people just kept calling up saying, can you just do Dynamite?
Dynamite. Every time he did it.
Well,
he does like he did a talk
nice
show
guy,
like Omaha, Nebraska. Sports talk show. I know. That's what he was doing now. But you know what Curtis Strange told me? I had him. Remember when I saw you last year at the Motor City Golf and Travel Show?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was doing the show in the other place. I had Curtis Strange on. And Curtis Strange said, if it wasn't for Tiger, I'm not so sure where this tour would be right now.
He'd be the LPGA Tour.
Well, he admitted himself. This is when Curtis Strange won his U.S. Opens, and he was one of the top names in the game. He was the leading money winner for a couple of years.
Everybody likes a little Strange.
Everybody
so that's
wants a little Strange, even if it's Curtis.
Make it easy.
And he was very honest, and so was Paul Azinger. I had Azinger on, too. And Azinger and Strange both said,
Bob,
if it wasn't
like,
for this guy,
for the room.
We were at a point in that
this
early
making me sweat, Mark. I mean, come on, don't look at me like that.
In the early mid-90s, we were in danger. Our purses were low. Tiger's first Masters, the winning purse was, in fact, that was Crenshaw, 95. He won $367,000. Last year, Adam Scott won $1.44 million. That's a lot of changeover in a short period of time.
Right. I mean, it's phenomenal for the game of golf. And he's, you know, he's done a tremendous thing for the game of golf, probably more so than even Jack, even though Jack's got more majors. So as far as modern day purses and things of that nature, you know, obviously timing is good. You know, 50 years ago, Tiger Woods comes on stage, they wouldn't even talk about him. Now it consumes radio and TV, even if he's not in the event.
And the other thing, too, when you see the ratings spike the way that they did for golf and you had people watching who had never watched before, that's what the game needed. It was a breath of fresh air that just re-energized the game of golf.
I got to feel CBS is feeling the heat this weekend.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. They sold sponsorships and things based on that, and Tiger cast a
pull out. You don't think that some sponsors are getting a discount?
Big time.
Oh, Rob is going to get in shape for next year.
248-848-1130. Robert in Oak Park. You're on Sportsnet with Parker and the Man back on the fan. Bob Krause with us. What's up, Robert?
Gentlemen, the question I have is, why they're going to have to do something to spruce it up. I mean, you know, Curtis Strange says, we don't know where we'd be. Well, give it a few years after Tiger's out of it, and you'll know where you would have been. Why don't they do something like, I'm serious, you know, I mean, when you're shooting a free throw, people can scream everything like this. Why don't they allow guys to shoot, to shout in each other's backswings? Because it's basically, each one of these guys is like a Stepford golfer. They're about as exciting as watching grass dry. Or paint grow, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So they're going to need to do something, or at least tell these guys, show some emotion when you're out there. If you hit a good shot, you know, say, yeah, and, you know, pull a Chichi Rodriguez or a Lee Trevino, start telling jokes. Is there some reason why you can't do that and be a good golfer? Does it destroy your confidence?
It's a great question, Robert, and you got a guy who was a professional right here, Bob Krause. And Bob looked at you a little weird, and I know why. The old guard wants things to stay the way it is. You know, there's the tournament in Phoenix, and we had the Buick number 17, where that was called the party holes, and they wouldn't swing on the scream on the backswing, but they would do right afterwards. They would go crazy. Scottsdale, I think, at the TPC Scottsdale, they do that. Bob, you want to go ahead and answer that for
me? Well, you know, to be honest with you, I think, you know, like Mark is correct. There's a little bit of the old stodginess still around, and they want to keep this the integrity of the game at a certain level. Now, I agree with you. You know, maybe they should do you know, maybe it should be a little bit less sophisticated and a little bit more current as far as what's going on.
But even the golfers, just the announcers, they're in a truck somewhere and they're going, all right, he approaches here on the fourth. What is that?
Well, because they're all sitting next to each
other.
But the golfers
can't hear, you know what I mean? Just spruce it up a little bit. That's
right.
All. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe it should be mandatory that every tee, one guy takes a shot of Jack Daniels, and maybe the tour will get a little interesting.
Or Bob, let me ask you a question. I mean, I've been trying to play this stinking game for 48 years. You know, is there something to just like when you're golfing, there's so much going on in your head. You know, even Bubba Watson. So everybody thinks, oh, Bubba's going to be this great, friendly guy. He's got a name, Bubba. I mean, literally, the guy is like a Stepford. You know, even when he wins the Masters, he barely cries a little bit. He doesn't say anything. John Daly, everybody thinks he's going to be a big buddy and, you know, patting people on the back. They walk down the fairway. It seems like people are just in a trance. Is there some, if you show emotion, is that going to break your concentration that you're then going to dump your next one in the pond?
No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will at all. But I think that, you know, there's a certain level of concentration that has to take place. They're trying to stay present. When you're coming down the line and you've got a tournament to win, it's so difficult to not get ahead of it. So if Bubba Watson wins the Masters, all of a sudden he's Bubba Watson that's won the Masters. If he loses it, he's the guy that lost it. So they're really trying to make a mark in the game of golf, and to focus at that such a high level and with such a golf swing that has to be performed at a slow pace with that kind of pressure, I think that what happens is people get real reserved. And if you went and played golf with Bubba Watson tomorrow, you guys would have, you'd probably be smoking cigars, drinking Jack and Coke, and just having a great time. But there's so much level of concentration to get to that, to get to that high point that I think sometimes, guys don't want to necessarily fold under the pressure. And I think that has a lot to do with it.
All right, we got a lot to do. We got a sports rep coming up. Carl Jackson's going to join us. We're going to talk to him. So let's get all this stuff out of the way and reset at 8 o'clock. Sports Night with Parker, the man, Mark and Rob, Bob Krause. Go check him out at bobkrausegolf.com. And I did a lot of Twitter and Facebook business for you today, too.
You did.
My friend.
I appreciate it. You know what?
Did you see it?
I did.
Good.
I did.
Okay. I'm making sure it happens for you, man.
Not only him,
we'll make you a star. We'll make you a star, right, Rob? We'll make him a star.
Absolutely.
248-848-1130 is the number. 248-848-1130, Detroit's 1130. WDFN the fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor.
Parker and the Mayor.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
8 o'clock hour, Sports Wrap is coming up. But on this day in 1984, we look back, brought to you by Comerica Bank. It was the day before the home opener. It was an off day. Tigers went 5-0 on the road, and a crowd of over 51,000 was expected at Tiger Stadium on April 10th. Texas Rangers were in town with a 2-3 start, all of those at home in Arlington. Dan Petrie would go against Dave Stewart, who was still years away from his four consecutive 20-win seasons in Oakland. They were putting last-minute touches on the field. Mayor Coleman Young and first-term governor Jim Blanchard would be on the field for first pitch. Expected to be a little bit chilly, but a dry day for the home opener. Maybe a flurry or two prior to the folks getting to the ballpark. And as always, 10 degrees colder inside Tiger Stadium. Tiger fans still didn't realize how special this opening day would be. And that was 30 years ago today, the off day, before the home opener on the road to the World Series of 1984. As always, presented to you by Comerica Bank. Coming up next, Sports Wrap on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.